Thinking of that great scripture there. Just thinking about just inner healing ministry over the years and just being able to be a part of praying for people that get help them get set free to enjoy everything that God has for them. And when Jesus talks about that, you know, if your hand causes you to stumble, to cut it off, or your eye, you know, pluck it out. And, you know, pretty strong words there, you know, meaning that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get there. You know? Big stumbling point, believe it or not, with a lot of people I pray for, and that's usually a question I'll always ask them up front, is if, one, do they want God to heal them? Two, are they willing to do whatever it takes to get there? And you'd be stunned at the number of people who stumble over that and say, what was that again? whoa, that was kind of, and they're answering it for you, right? To do whatever it takes to get where you want to go and to get the healing or all that God has for you, be willing to cut the hand off, you know, pluck the eye out, whatever. I'm willing to do, I'm all in, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get there. And I've also seen anybody who ever had that attitude, they experience it. They will get it, right? But if they're not willing, then there's not much you can do there. Now, the person recently say that was kind of a, he said, man, that's some strong words there. And I said, well, not my words. You know, I'm not giving to what the Lord is saying there. What you going to do with that? You know, if you really want this and
give it up.
Here we go. But I also like that, you know, I hadn't read that in a while, Bracken, where Jesus, after he talks about that, you know, this whole passage here, which is not very popular with universalists, you know, they don't like to believe that there's an actual hell. They kind of dismiss all that. But for everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, right? The Lord salts us all with, and I was thinking that today kind of goes fits of what I wanted to talk about is that just, there's a couple of words, prophetic words given yesterday. Roxanne and Emily both had felt like the Lord was saying pretty much the same thing. And also Rosemary, y'all are, all three are tracking. Usually when they're all tracking, some God's saying, right? And he was talking about a season of God fulfilling his word promises. You know, people are actually receiving them and it being fulfilled in time. And I was just thinking about that today. The Lord reminded me again of, it's a scripture in James 5. When he's speaking to them about just helping get them to a place, you know, where they're willing to do whatever it takes to get there, you know, because they were, he was having to correct some things they were doing really with their tongues mainly. He says this, and always an encouragement to me, in chapter 5, starting in verse 7. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. For the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it till it gets the early and in the late rain. You know, word patient there is a word that comes meaning being long-tempered, right? Long-tempered meaning one who's not given into anger, right? Almost kind of the same root word as the word for perseverance or endurance. And in this scripture, really, I love this one, my favorite. Romans 15:5 says, because in there he's also, in Romans 15, we've talked about that, the God of hope, and the God will fill you with hope, you know? So he takes his hope and fills you with it. But this one says in verse 5, now the God who gives endurance, perseverance, and encouragement grants you to be of the same mind. So God gives not just the joy and the you know, peace of believing, but also he's one who gives a God of encouragement, who encourages us. And as a gift, we get his endurance or patience or the waiting, the long waiting we have as he's getting us ready to receive the promise. Because again, you know anything about the early and late rains, so important in their world. The early rains just not only just prepared the soil, right, but allowed the farmer, it would prepare the soil, it would come in like 2 to 3 day spurts, and then the farmer would be able to go and plant. It wouldn't continually rain where you can't get out there and plant. Christy knows this, they're farmers, right? The weather is your friend, right? but it's so important that what the Lord is speaking here about, you know, being patient with them. They would get, what happened was, I'm sure they would get, some of them got some prophetic words about maybe being, get what God was going to do with them, put them in leadership or whatever, you know. In chapter 4, he's talking about them, you know, You have these desires, but it's not here yet, so you're committing murder, you know. You're hurting your brother, you're fighting, you're quarreling. And what he's telling them here is, hey, be patient. The promises of God are there, spoken over your life. He is coming, like until the coming of the Lord. That's just not a second coming, but that's he's at hand. He's here. He's coming, right? The farmer waits for that precious produce, and the early rains prepares for that heart to receive the word, and then the latter rains are there when the crop is already growing to nourish that word, you know, till it's time for harvest. So very important to me, you know. The Lord speaks to us all the time about going back. One day I had a journal, and everywhere I was flipping in that journal was a specific promise that the Lord gave. It was really, you know, supernatural, because everywhere I would turn, it was that one promise. And I wasn't kind of looking through my journal. I was just flipping it open, and it would land on that page of that particular promise that God had given me, right? So he revisit these things. Now, do I play a part in the promises of God being fulfilled in my life? Absolutely. Right? Every promise has to be watered by prayer. If I just receive a promise and I forget it and do nothing about it, you know, like Elijah's a great, you know, he talks about him at the end of this chapter where the Lord spoke two words to him. One, that it would not rain on the earth, right, for 3.5 years. And it said Elijah earnestly prayed that would happen, that it would not rain. God spoke it. And then he also gave him a word that it would rain. And then we see him doing the same thing, praying until that word. In other words, he was like this farmer here, nurturing the promise of God. So important when he comes, right? It's so important, because the whole thing of being salted with fire is the thing that God does in us. Like with Elijah, that 3.5 years, the Lord provided for him. You know that, the raven, unclean birds coming and giving him food, and he had water right there. Everything dries up, and then the Lord calls him to go to Zarephath, you know, to the widow there. I know it with him, it seemed like, wait a minute, God, here's your promises, but I'm fixing to die. What's going on here? And then the Lord just set him up for the next miracle, right? Same thing with us. Be patient. The next word says be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is here. You know, so important. Again, they're using that word patient, which again means long-tempered. Not to get angry in the midst of this. Don't get frustrated. Strengthen, great word. This word strengthen is a word where someone supports you to stand. In other words, it's like I've used this before, you know, like planting a tomato plant, and you have to use that basket there, and where you can wire the plant onto that basket, right? Same idea, but it's a supernatural thing that God does.
That's right.
To plant you. That during this time, he's the one who's strengthening you and encouraging you to receive the word. That is just so much, that is just so blesses my soul to know that Lord plants me and strengthens me, and he gives me gifts of encouragement and gifts of to be able to be patient, right? And not to get angry. And the whole time this thing is getting ready to happen. I mean, he just pours it on. Not only just give the promise, but gives you the ability to stand and wait on the promise. At the same time, being salted with fire, just creating more Christ-likeness in me than ever before, waiting. And then he goes on the next one, and this is not just stuck in the middle here. Like, why in the world are you talking about this? Being patient, waiting, God strengthening you. The Lord is right here. He's at hand. Therefore, don't complain, brethren, against one another. You know? Remember, we talked about that word. Complain is to be, it comes from a word to be constricted within, right? To be frustrated, angry. And the complaining against other people, meaning that you don't evaluate what God is doing in your life by others around you, right? By saying, hey, this isn't right, this isn't fair, he's blessed, I'm not blessed, he's got this, it should have been me. You know, I was talking to a brother recently who, you know, there was a promotion there, and they promoted someone else over him, and he thought it was kind of unfair because he was way more qualified for this than this person, you know, and it was within a ministry or something like that. So he was constricted within. He was, you know, and the Lord came and really spoke to him and ministered to him, and he's using these whole things about the judge being right at the door, meaning, again, what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, by your standard of measure is always measured back. Just to be careful and don't do that. get your focus totally off that, you on the promise, not only the promise giver, but the promise keeper and the promise sustainer. God sustains us when he's ready to give us this promise, getting us ready. I know in my life, I look back on one promise the Lord gave was 13 years down the road before it happened, right? And I know I wasn't ready. You know, kind of like Joseph. He wasn't ready to receive all that stuff, you know. He was 17 and 30 when it happened, and the Lord got him ready that whole time. Mm-hmm. And one of them was, I remember years ago, and I don't think I was a clergy then, and someone saw me dancing around the altar with a bunch of children following me, and I had a sash on. So you call it a sash, you know. Basically, the word was, one day you will be a clergy, and you will also be teaching kids, right? What I am now, I'm a clergy, and I'm helping out with a school, right? That was years before that word happened, and the Lord spent that time getting me ready for that word. But I really feel like, amen, all the words they gave yesterday, that there are promises that the Lord is fulfilling now, you know, and celebrate. And if you need encouraging, if you need strengthening, he's the God that gives it. Just ask him, right? Ask and you will receive. He will give you the Holy Spirit. Because I really think that there's some people who are hearing this or going to hear this that you just really need to be strengthened and encouraged because you're getting the latter rains right now. God's getting ready for the harvest. Getting ready for the harvest. So, amen. Hope that encouraged me because he really did. Spoke some things and reminded me. Nothing but goodness and loving kindness will follow us all the days of our lives. Right?
Amen.
Psalm 23, that psalm we're singing.